This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. 2 days before U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration and sweeping security screenings are happening to protect the event from a potential insider attack. The Federal Bureau of Investigations is screening 25,000 National Guard members assigned to Washington, D.C. and the inauguration. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press that he and other leaders have not seen any evidence of any threats. He added, so far, the vetting had not turned up any issues among the Guard members. McCarthy said there are intelligence reports suggesting outside groups are organizing armed rallies ahead of Inauguration Day. Security is an even bigger focus than usual with the inauguration, coming 2 weeks after thousands of supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol. The president had urged them to march to the building as lawmakers met to certify Biden's victory. A Moscow judge ruled Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny should be held in police custody for 30 days. This following his arrival back in Russia Sunday, when he was immediately detained. Sunday marked his first time back in his home country since the Russian opposition leader was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment abroad. His return capped a nearly five-month journey that began when he was poisoned with a Soviet-era military-grade nerve agent while traveling in Siberia last August. Navalny has openly accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack, a charge the Kremlin vehemently denies. Russian authorities say his detention was justified, arguing Navalny was in violation of a parole stemming from a 2014 sentence. This is